Guys, it's Ben from Active Performance Clinic again. Today we've got the infamous foam roller. Okay, people say you should roll, you shouldn't roll. Really, you roll if it suits you, because if it's giving you relief, then you should do it. Obviously, if you're having to do it all the time because you've always got that same pain, then I would seriously look up practitioners like myself or my team to help you understand exactly where it's coming from. Because you shouldn't have to always roll. Okay? So foam roller. Horizontal. Now what we want to do is we want to roll from our TL junction, which is the thoracic where it meets L1. And what we want to do is we want to go into extension of the spine. Usually people with shoulder problems, they can't lift their arms up. It's generally not always the shoulder that's the problem. It could be the ribs and the spine. So what we want to do is that at the TL junction, which is sort of where your solar plexus is, lean back, and I already got a pop in my spine, which is great, so I self-adjusted myself. So take a deep breath in, exhale. Now we want to keep the lower back, the bum on the floor. We want the back of the head to touch the floor, okay? So you might look like you've got a double chin, but that's normal, unless you already have a double chin. You want to be able to breathe, so you do not want to arch through the lower back. You want to open up through your chest, okay? Then that's the first junction that I roll, all right? The second junction is slightly where nipple height, you would say, yeah? That's the second, that's another point that's really important at that location, because that once again helps the scapula, which is here, open and close so that you don't have those shoulder catches. So from there, same thing again, inhale, stretch the intercostal muscles, which are the muscles in between the ribcage. You'll stretch the serratus as well. I always support my head, right? I try not to hyperextend my neck. That's a really big no-no. I see it happen a lot. So I want the back of the neck to touch the floor. Okay. Yeah. And the last one is just slightly above the nipples. This is where I allow the neck to slightly relax into a little bit of hyperextension, but not all the way. So I always chin tuck, right, and push back through there. And try to roll out my spine there, get my head to the ground. Because what happens is, if I arch up through my back, yeah, I can get the leverage, but then I'm creating more of an arch lordosis, which then puts lower back pain. So really work to go that way, right? Roll your pelvis that way, keep the bum on the floor, and still get the head to touch. Once you've got that done, that should ease off a lot of neck pain, shoulder pain, because the spine is moving more fluid. Okay? The second part that we do, because once the spine is done, we want to make sure that the shoulders are just as happy. So, we've got the vertical roller, our bum goes here, our head goes to the top, our neck is supported. We never hyperextend our neck, because anyone that has a desk job is already hyperextended. So when you're going to open up through here and you're going through there, you're going to go, oh, my neck hurts, oh, it's so tight, it's pulling through here. If that happens to you, then chin tuck is a really important thing. So to get on the roller, I'll gently sit my bum right at the edge, arms out. There. Okay, so chin tuck, flat back, yeah? And then from there, our arms go out. If their shoulders are good, then you're okay. If your shoulders are not good, I'll probably sit here. Okay? You just want to take your time. Inhale, exhale, and relax to keep that open. Yeah? The other part is here, yeah? And the other part is here. Same thing, flat back. If you're arching to get there, then you're arching through your lower back. That's not what we want. Okay, so flat back. Always flat back. Cool? So they're the two ones that I use for shoulder, neck, and spine. Really, really important ones. Really good ones to do on a daily practice if you're training 5-6 times a day. Anyways, you're speaking with Ben from Active Performance Clinic. Speak to you soon.